Welcome to the Vexed Uncensored podcast, hosted by me, Saint, and Mo Vader. You'll be listening to us dive into taboo topics, celebrity news, discussing what's got us so vexed this week. Listen to us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts. Now let's get into the show.
Vexed Uncensored presents Saint Remastered. The album features 11 Dolby Restored tracks, written from 2011 to 2021 by Saint. It boasts an R&B pop sound with multi-octave vocals. Listen everywhere now.
Welcome to Vexed Uncensored with me, Saint.
And me, Mo Vader.
And we are here once again for this podcast that you randomly found and diving into all sorts of nonsensical topics with us once again.
Fuck the algorithm.
Fuck the algorithm. How are you though?
I'm well. I am once again riding the Twilight Zone. I think I might have managed to squeeze in like 4 or 5 hours sleep last night, and no more than 10 hours of sleep over the weekend. But I'm not complaining. Bit of a double-edged sword, but I've grown accustomed to sleep deprivation and the whole rush and buzz of, oh, busy bee, I'm doing this. I'm
just
doing
keep
that.
It going, really.
Yeah, I can't complain, really. I'm in my element, and that's it. I'm thankful, I'm happy for it.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm all right. Got a few things juggling around. Juggling quite a few things, but, you know, as you said, you just got to keep it moving, keep it going. It's hot and humid today. I'm not a fan of that, but, yeah, other than that, I'm good.
Okay, lovely. So, we've had a wonderful little catch-up. Weeks have started well. Let's dive into the hot topics.
Hot topics.
I've gone straight for one. Oh, there you go. Lionesses. It's come home. Finally fucking come home.
So who did they won a match yesterday, I want to say.
Yeah, they beat Germany. So
Germany.
I'm saying Lionesses and saying who they beat. The women's England squad has won the Euro 2022.
Well done, girls.
Well done, ladies. Well done.
Yeah.
They beat Germany 2-0 yesterday. And they're doing the whole parade in Trafalgar Square today.
Okay. See, I've never been a football person ever. Even my parents, no, there weren't really any footballers or football fanatics in my family at all, funnily enough. Like, at all. So, yeah, it's always been a bit of a foreign thing. I won an award for a football academy, but it had nothing to do with football. That's the closest I can get.
What was it for?
Racism, but fighting against racism and stuff.
Okay, social justice warrior.
Yeah, social justice.
Before it was a thing, right?
Before it went wrong. Now we're on the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. But, good for them. They've done something, I'm guessing, the England squad ain't done for, like you said earlier to me, 60 years.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth,
yeah,
England's men's have not won the Euros. They've only won the World Cup in 1966.
Right, okay. They went for it in I want to say I was in year 2, and they went for something because it was like a big thing. They bring it into schools, you got little pamphlets.
No, I think they only made it to the quarterfinals.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I think that's when Eric Cantona and
wasn't it a Brazil thing? Brazil was top of the game back then.
Yeah. Ooh,
we are talking like I don't know, 25 years ago. 25 years ago or something.
Yeah, I think I got a feeling you might be talking about the one where was David Beckham playing football back then?
Probably, yeah. Spice Girls in that were probably still all out, and it was that. Yeah,
I think you're talking about 98.
Okay.
Yeah, someone was a poor sportsman, kicked another player, and before you knew it, red card, the game's gone to shit.
And ringing a bell.
England was not disqualified, but they were kicked out. Like, they lost, and that was it.
Yeah.
I haven't been that far since.
Shit, okay. So, they just keep winning from what I've seen, so they'll probably continue to win. They might win.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that...
Clearly good.
one of the big sentiments is that women's football isn't supported without success and results.
Yeah.
So
no one gave a fuck about it. I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry, no one gave a fuck about women's football until today.
Yeah, until, oh my God, they won, they winning.
2 weeks ago or something. Like, all the men that usually are just posting football, like boys posting football shit on their stories. Now it's like suddenly the women's team and all of that, because their own shit ain't popping off. But hey, why not?
I tell you what, I noticed one of my parents posted, yeah, come on, girls. And I was thinking to myself, you've never cared about football, not men's, not never. Juniors.
See?
You didn't care to bring into football on Sundays. I ended up stopping.
Yeah, because you didn't have the interest as well, probably, yeah.
I was all right. The thing is I was all right at it, but I've got one parent that's stressed and one parent that's too busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the parent that was too busy was always trying to get the parent that is stressed to take me.
Right.
When the parent that is stressed takes me, I'm always late. There was a couple times showing up when it was finishing.
Yeah, you can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, can't be late for things like
the
that.
The coach will just hate you anyway, and then what's the point of going? Just fucking drama unless all your friends are there. What's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucked. But yeah, well done.
Well done, ladies. Get your tits out. I'm joking.
Get your tits out for the lads, you know.
I'm joking.
No, that's women's empowerment. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, it
get
is.
Get your tits out. Free the nipple.
Come on, strong women.
Free the nip-nips, you know.
Independent ladies.
Yes, dribble the ball, breastfeed a baby. Do you know what I mean? give it all to them. But let's see what's next.
All right. You going to learn today?
Rest in peace, Sinéad Nichols. That's the next topic.
Yes.
Yes.
We've lost a legend in the Star Trek community.
For sure. First black woman in space on TV. Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, did you touch on this a couple shows back?
Yeah, yeah. I knew of Nichelle Nichols' recent history. Like, she'll turn up to the conventions and all of that. She gets paid. They will get paid to do these things now. But she's been in a conservatorship with her son for, I want to say, 10 years.
Yeah.
Something. And he's openly abusive. He's abusive, just plain.
Yeah.
People know about this. There's been things going on over the years, but what can you do, really? This is just like an older woman and her son. He claims she's not there. Very, like, she's one of the snappiest women, older women you could probably observe.
Yeah.
But she's passed away, I want to say, yesterday, so.
Well, rest in eternal peace.
Yeah.
The
son is gonna, everything that was Nichelle's is now his. So
do you smell it?
Yeah. A rat in the kitchen.
Foul play.
Yeah, I just think that no one's done anything. So it kind of blew my mind a couple of years ago. I was like, what? And like, how can a random person in London be finding out these informations and like people
over there are not
tapping
into
and
it.
I'm more pissed off with like the networks, Paramount. Obviously they still employ her, they still like anything Star Trek, they get the old crew in, don't they? Like they're really famous, so
yeah,
no one's really intervened, and I guess they don't, they mind their business and get on with it.
I mean, why would they?
Yeah,
because I don't want to pull that card out, but
yeah,
you know, black. Yeah, black.
And
judging from the landscape, I'm sure he must have been having panic attacks because Britney Spears got out of her conservatorship.
Right.
And who else was it that recently? Didn't Selena Amanda. Gomez? Oh, Amanda Hines.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes,
Amanda Bynes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the slaves are being set free. So everyone that's got a conservatorship is panicking and thinking, right, what's the
found out?
Yeah, time to hit that contingency plan.
Yeah, yeah. Just one little quick push at the top of the staircase. Not that that's happened.
Yeah, we don't know.
Not accusative of murder.
We don't know the.
Just saying.
You know, we don't know the cause of death yet, but we'll update next show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do a little research and next show, maybe I'll know a bit more. But yeah,
rest in peace. Hopefully he doesn't have too much fun with that money.
Do you know what I
mean? Uh-huh. So Khalees versus Beyonce.
Oh, cat fight. Cat fight. So Beyonce's got a new album out. Mm-hmm. Top of your playlist, maybe.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, so skip through it. I don't know. Just not impressed at all.
Yeah. I haven't listened to one drop of it.
Kind of corny. Kind of cringe.
Cultural appropriation. I read that it's a house album genre. It's
kind
house.
Of.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to give it those spins. Like, I would rather hear a song on the radio and then be enticed.
But you noticed, where is the buzz?
Yeah, there isn't any.
Shane put out an album, I want to say almost 10 years. It's been 8 years or something.
You know that song, that the African African vibes
soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, it's a soundtrack. Okay. Okay, fair enough. I thought there was an album behind it.
And documentary. Black is King. Never seen it.
Neither have I.
I
won't go look it either.
African inspired. You touched on not liking that project. So she did a film. Sorry, it's not a documentary. It's like a musical film.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. But yeah, it's come out and she sampled a Khalees track. And I believe Khalees' vocals on a song. Khalees knew nothing about it. So when Khalees is on Instagram on her farmer's page, she has a farm.
Yeah.
Sells vegetables and her husband died I want to say last month.
The photographer.
Mm.
Yeah.
But she minds business, does her own thing, performing. But anyway, she saw a fan page of hers post like a collaboration with Khalees and Beyonce, and Khalees said, there's no collaboration we talk about. So it's turned into a thing where Khalees has gone on Instagram and she completely ripped Beyonce apart. She's ripped Pharrell apart. She's ripped Chad apart and mutual friends, I guess. And she's accused Pharrell of stealing her publishing for certain songs that were big of hers and stuff and handing them around to whoever he feels like, including Beyonce. She said her and Beyonce have mutual friends and she should have known that one of her biggest songs would be remade.
Well, this is all alleged, but the Michael Jackson project, do you remember when we were saying one of those executive producers had to have known
got this white hand in the cookie jar? Michael Jackson's. I saw the picture of the man.
Did you?
Yeah, some old white man. Shamoon in it.
Found the softest, sweetest voice he could. He just said, "Oh." But if he owns the publishing, then it's not hers.
It's fucked, isn't and it? It she saying she wrote it and all that. So it's tricky. It's illegal. Like it's not right. It's illegal, and people do this shit all the time. But who's going to check it? Like ASCAP, I guess maybe they can get involved and be like, is this true? Is this not true?
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, they don't really care. It's like, if you take it to court, they care.
Yeah.
Khalees looks like she just weren't aware of what was going on back in the day, so.
She saw a check and was like, I'm going to take that.
I'm going to
enjoy it. I'm up right now. Thing is, he's on the come up. We don't usually pay attention to the minor details and technicalities. And this is just another prime example. And everyone seems to get into the music industry. They get a buzz, they ride the buzz. They're not paying attention to the intricacies whilst on the come up. It's only after the fact.
Yeah.
And you can't work that way. You've got to be proactive with what you accept, what you're looking to get, how you get it, and getting it.
Yeah.
So there's no point in throwing your toys out of the pram 12, 15 years later, because it's what you accepted at the time, it's what was good for you at the time, and it worked for you at the time.
Yeah.
You met Nas, you got married, you got divorced. You're probably getting a check from Nas on a monthly basis if you haven't signed a prenup.
He's too rich to not be paying something.
Yeah. Like, did they have children together?
Yeah.
Okay, so she maybe
at least one child.
Maybe the bag has run out, but
no, she's new. Khalees is like secretly better than most.
Okay,
one better of them off, yeah. She's been independent for, I want to say 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything you see of her that's been the last 10 years, it's all been her. Okay. She says she knows what she owns. So when she's saying he stole her master's stuff, she's also insinuating that she feels like she owns this record still. And you never know. But like when you're signed to a label, you're not there physically on the computer or talking to PRS or ASCAP to be filing the royalties and who wrote what. Yeah. The splits they're called and who did that. So how are you going to know if Pharrell, where he should have put Khalees, whatever, he's put Pharrell Williams instead? That is literally all that's happened.
Yeah.
That's all that's happened. And he's recouped the money since for whatever he's done that. But Doja Cat said the same thing about Dr. Luke.
Yeah.
Songs that come out of hers says written or produced by Dr. Luke on some credits, and he ain't touched the record.
Really?
No, he ain't, like, nothing. And she's just signed to his label.
Well, we're dropping gems openly, so we're probably, this show is probably not going to be in the recommended list, because this is well guarded information. We're not,
of course,
we're actually not supposed to be openly speaking about it.
No, and King Morgan, we can get into it more about, like, there's no point putting our company's business or anything out like that out there, but we can definitely give examples. But it's that easy, and music needs to change. Like, it's set up a certain way so that, again, if you're not present for something, you could lose everything. It's really odd that it comes down to paperwork and stuff. You're right, most popular artists are just in the studio writing, recording their songs. They don't give shit about none of that.
Mm-hmm. So. It's that age-old split between sharks and talent.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
But she's good, man. She's good.
Yeah, she'll be all right. Oh! My neck.
Okay, Beyonce again.
Oh, is it?
It always happens to us, like, Beyonce. So yeah, you know more about this than I do, but apparently she said a word on her album that people are not fond of.
Oh yes, a UK, she's come under fire by a UK charity because she's got a lyric that uses a derogatory term to refer to people that have the debilitating condition known as multiple sclerosis.
So people accusing her of being ableist.
Yes. As we are uncensored, the word is spaz. So the lyric, I don't even know what the lyric is because I haven't heard it.
I just, me neither.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like, oh, I'm going to spaz out or something like that. Probably. Time to spaz out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm doing a quick search.
Sounds like she got real ignorant on the track and real ignorant.
She's like, don't worry, I'm 40, but I still got it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well when I listened to that album. Like, you're too old. I don't know. There's something. Mm-hmm. There's something about the new album where it just seems like she's really, she's talking like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you're not pulling it off. And I don't know why she's not pulling it off. But
it's
because
it's mutton dressed as lamb.
Yeah.
Look, at some point or another, you're gonna have to start steering in the direction of Celine Dion and
Mariah Carey,
and, you know, make a love song.
Yeah,
let it bang. Make a Christmas song, let it bang.
Yeah,
you know,
drop a slyly amazing album or something out of nowhere. Like, do you know what I mean? Keep doing them kind of things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. The word was spaz.
Oh dang!
But I can't find what context it was in, and the actual song itself is gonna get scrubbed. Like, an edited, updated version is gonna be on all digital platforms.
Isn't streaming great?
Yep.
You know,
allows you to adulter history and
but you're right. Since when is this a thing now? So anyone can just pick a lyric out and be like, change that bitch.
Mm-hmm. And they'll change it. It's I'm telling you, since the introduction of that fucking social values element of rating systems,
it's just
everything's gone to shit.
If I ever write a song now, just organically, you gotta really just be paying attention to every marginalized community on the planet while you're doing it, and just make sure you're not crossing any lines.
Before you know it, music will be like white noise and hum, just like on my mic right now, that little hum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I say fuck them.
Yeah, literally, I do too. Art is art. You're meant to do what you're meant to do, if people like it or not.
Yeah. And what if spazzing out...
We're the only ones with so-called, quote-unquote, artistic license to do so. We're the only ones. So why aren't we allowed to do that then?
Because it's a lie. You don't have it.
It's a lie.
You don't have it. So again, underhanded trickery and shenanigans that goes on in the industry.
Mm.
I know some people pronounce it Favio, but it's written Fivio.
I've never heard it said.
Favio Foreign.
Favio.
Favio Foreign has been throwing these toys out of the pram, quite understandably.
Yeah.
But, bit of a raised eyebrow situation.
Mm.
Mace, who I'm assuming was the referrer or headhunter that put together or was involved in the introduction for Fivio Foreign to get his deal.
Yeah.
Fivio Foreign has been complaining about his deal.
Yep.
Mace, who was implicated in that complaint, came out and said that at one point or another, he gave Fivio Foreign $5K.
Yeah.
To hold him over, you know, he's been supportive.
Yeah.
At the point of...
Probably to prove that he was meant it.
Yeah.
Because you can't believe no one these days, they say they're going to get you a deal.
Yeah, it's true. Little.
But if someone gives you $5K and says, I'm going to get you a deal, guess what? You're not going nowhere.
You're mine.
You're waiting.
I've paid your bride price. Yeah. You're my bitch now.
Yeah.
Not to say that brides are bitches, because before you know it, they'll be foaming at the mouth trying to cancel.
Defamation league.
Trying to cancel someone that is uncancelable.
That's it.
Because I ain't got shit. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. I ain't got shit. You can't take nothing from nothing.
Nuts.
Yeah. So, on the back end of the deal.
Yeah.
Favio was awarded 750,000.
Yes.
Mace took 50. 50K. 50,000, bam. What an investment.
That's my cut. Mm-hmm. If you like it or not, this is what it is.
5,000.
You took 10 times the amount, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not norm.
Percentage wise, that's a smart investment.
I mean, he knew what he was going to do. 5 years, like, okay, I know I got 750 grand bonus, but fucking hell, like, 50 grand is a lot of money. I'd say have it. Yes, you just got me a deal. I've got 700 grand in my account for maybe 3 or 4 albums. And what, like, I must have been happy enough to sign.
Yeah.
So, alright, 50 from 750K, take it.
Yeah.
Just know not to bother me again like that. That's all. Take it.
He's staying in the cut.
Just make sure no residuals. You're not taking no more than that. Other than that, just like, yeah, take it. I'd be fine with that.
I'm not
saying it's all right, but
I'll be honest, I'm not really petty. I'm like, if a decision made at a time is made by me,
yeah,
and my interests are met in that decision, so be it. It
don't matter. Kind of getting for calling it out, innit? Because it kind of needs to be said.
What also needs to be said and learned is don't take money from people. Because you take money from them, nothing
even
is free.
Advances these days, I'd say artists really think about taking that. I hypothetically most likely would take just a very small portion of it. It just means that the less advanced you get, the less you have to be really hands down, like kind of skin to skin liable for. Like the rest is to make the album, to produce, to whatever for the rollout. And then what I've got in my pocket is what you've given me as kind of like pre-profit.
Yeah.
And I'm responsible for that money to pay it back. So when the label wants to take you from one hotel to the interview, that blacked out Escalade, you're paying for.
I see.
You're paying for all of it. So
basically, don't take no cash advance from them. Let them run up the expenses the way that they do.
Yeah, why not? You were living one way before. You now get to do what you really want to do. Okay, money makes a big difference, but wait, why not wait? I'd rather get the money as it comes in. Then I could properly appropriate what the label's doing, not doing. And they're happy because they've got less out the bat. Maybe not as happy because they want that kind of like extra hook in you. You know what I mean? But to be liable for almost $1 million is, that's
crazy. How are you even that certain that You're gonna be making that money, because we're talking albums now. We're not talking mixtapes and show money.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, I've got a fan base.
Oh yeah, and this is all separate from, unless it was a 360 that he's in. This is separate from like touring and
most
stuff.
Most new age rappers are on 360.
Yeah, because of the Mace thing is the only reason why I think, you know what I mean? Because them lot don't go for that anymore. They're just so anti.
There must be paperwork supporting all of this, you know, because
I don't even know who you signed to.
You can't take someone's money, someone's payment.
Yeah.
And what about?
You can't take my advance.
Yeah, because tax wise, in terms of tax.
Yeah, he's stolen like, money. It's like money. Free tax free. He's got it just cash, 50 grand cash.
Yeah.
Free. Because you made an introduction. I get without the introduction, this Favio would most likely be grinding for like another 5 years.
No, Favio was up there.
Was he?
Yeah, Favio, I won't say was the greatest.
Yeah.
But he's been consistently putting out good projects, good mixtapes. He's had a good few bangers as well.
Mm.
And features that he's on, he was quite established.
Okay, he's still signed to Mace. So what it is, he's signed to Mace is Rich Fish / Columbia.
And there we go.
So
he has no business complaining.
Can't complain. That's still your label owner.
Yeah, that's your management fee.
Yeah, and this is what I mean. Mace should have put it in paper. Like, if there's no paperwork for this 50k, that's a problem, and I reckon that's the issue. There's no paper trail for that. He's just took he Rich Fish has got it first.
Mm-hmm.
Sent it to Favio without the 50.
He's lucky.
That's how that's happened.
He's lucky. If it was Birdman, you would have gotten the 50k.
The 700 is like
that's the labels. In
Birdman's PayPal was like.
he's got it tied up in Bitcoin.
He's just tied up in like Lil Wayne's fucking overseas brothels or something. Who knows.
Do you know what? I know I shouldn't say it, but apparently Young Thug's RICO case has exposed that Young Thug hired a hitman, and that hitman was the one that shot up Lil Wayne's tour bus. The plot thickens. Allegedly, of course. Allegedly, because there's no decision on the case.
Oh, my wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my days.
Mm-hmm. We're dropping bombshells on
the ground. There's been a Young Thug, Lil Wayne thing. I feel like Young Thug wants to be Lil Wayne. Like, be him. He don't want Lil Wayne around and him be the new Lil. He wants, and you know Lil Wayne, bitch. Sit down.
It's not gonna happen. Just because daddy.
You're gargling through autotune after time, like, you're not Lil Wayne.
Daddy Bird's piping him down. He's like, Daddy Bird's got a new Gina too.
Or he used to pipe him down and now he ain't piping him down anymore. He knows.
Yeah, old. He got too old, goddamn.
It's not like either one of them are shy from, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly being vexed sexuals.
Yes. Again, not sure what that means, but we're gonna get there. I'll get there at some point.
Speaking of vexed sexuals.
Yeah.
Gina 2 has been flying around in the social media world lately because let me take the playfulness out of my voice because this is actually quite serious. Gina 2 contracted AIDS. Well, contracted HIV. HIV progressed into AIDS.
Okay.
It's estimated that for the last 10 years or so, she has been on these Hollywood streets riding the carousel and infecting
10
years worth of other people with the HIV virus. And from the photos circulating on social media, this is what would conventionally be called a beautiful woman.
Right.
A good looking, she's a model, she's, you know, rub shoulders with the rappers, they treat her to things, and she is now struggling to stand up.
Mm-mm.
Pictured in nappies, like proper adult nappies, looking very slim, like very malnourished, very weak,
emaciated.
Yeah. Maybe knocking on the door, but who knows? She was urging people on social media the importance of getting checked out.
Right.
But, you know, the kettle.
Yeah. Isn't there drugs for this now?
If it's picked up early enough.
Right, so she probably doesn't allege, not allege.
She didn't. No. She's way out of it. She needs the cure. And if there's no cure, then
she needs to go see Magic Johnson then.
See, Magic picked up his early enough.
But he was full blown like for 20-25 years, and you can't just like apparently, allegedly, get rid of you. All of that is myth and conspiracy that you can get rid of that. That's why Dr. Sebi was like, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be a myth. So the fact that Magic Johnson is completely HIV free and everything's gone, and that's been published so many times and is fact. No one is like, huh?
Nobody.
He's not the only one either. Rich man who has contracted, I want to say more white men, older white men, but like who have contracted that and then come up well. So she's going knocking on his door. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. To say what's going on.
It did kind of shake my world a bit. It made me think, not everything that glitters is nothing that glitters is gold, is it?
No.
I've got the saying wrong there. Not everything that glitters is gold.
Yeah, that's right.
Although gold doesn't actually really glitter, does it? It's shiny, but like, listen, I'm going off on a tangent there.
But yeah, she's been connected, and I'm guessing to quite a few people, so that's worrying. But
it is.
That's what they get for having orgies. I don't know what to tell them.
Orgies, coke parties, allegedly.
Allegedly. Mystical.
Oh, he better watch himself.
Watch himself.
Shake that ass.
Legend.
They'll be in the shower saying, "Show me what you're working with."
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, big part of my childhood was Mystical.
Maturity where maturity is due. It is alleged that Mystical has perpetrated crimes of a sexual nature.
Yeah.
Crimes that go against human rights in trafficking human beings and false imprisonment.
Robbery? I can't even go. I couldn't even read through all the charges. Honestly, what have you been doing on some crime spree across the United States? Like,
he decided to be a platinum award winning artiste.
He's like, I am what I write, bitch.
He said, yeah, I'm just going to spend the rest of my life playing Grand Theft Auto and just smacking bitches and rapping motherfuckers.
Hey, I guess you can't. You can take the guy out the hood, but not the hood out the guy. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Wow, Mystical. I heard last of him that he was going to put out an album 2 years ago. This is so.
He was too busy robbing people, allegedly, of course.
Well, this is apparently had trouble in 2019, and he was put on a £3 million bond. People that even if they ain't got it, they know someone who's got that. So
yeah, it's true.
And then, he's been more trouble since. So I guess when you get in more trouble, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Or they discover more to what happened last time.
Yeah, discover.
Maybe. Discovery, yeah. So Mystical's going to be away, I'm guessing, for a while.
Going on a holiday.
Yeah. A little retreat.
In fun fact, though, I will say, other than Watch Yourself, I don't actually know any other Mystical songs.
You so
keeping going.
It's his song. She's on it.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, but that album was big. Let's download it. It's good for sure.
But I always did get that vibe that it's quite angry music. Like, it's aggressive. His delivery.
He is, but the music's funky, which offsets it. Everything he does. And playful, he makes you laugh. Or makes me laugh anyway. The things he says.
Do you know, I always thought that kind of energy was charged up. Charged up on that coke energy.
Oh, really? No, he's like that.
He's actually like that.
Yeah. So DMX was like, cool, you could have his chill moments when you see him in interviews and stuff. But like, when they want to go for it. That's them. That's their voice. That's just their anger, I guess. Aggression.
Pain is the essence.
Yeah. But, that's a shame. Like, yeah. Get back to it, man. Don't be a DMX.
Yeah, please.
Please. Right.
Well, we're going to finish off on the most appropriate. We would like to honour one of our newest vexed sexuals.
Okay.
To the Vex Sexual Hall of Fame.
Right.
It's rumoured. Leaks have come out. Insiders have spilt the beans. Regent Prince William of the United Kingdom. The Duke of... Is it the Duke of Canterbury? He's not the Duke of Canterbury. The Prince of Wales.
His dad's the Prince of Wales.
His dad's the Prince of Wales. Mm.
He's probably the Prince... Wait, Cambridgeshire.
Peckham.
I'm going with that.
The Prince of Peckham. The Prince of
Someone
Peckham.
Someone is as well. Well, not the Prince of Peckham, but they're like the...
Oh, yeah, Suffolk, isn't it? They'll Suffolk. Be the Archduke of Suffolk.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Okay, cool. Prince William, you know, it's rumoured that all over the aristocrat circles, Prince William has been having a mistress.
Oh, shit.
And he's had this mistress because our First Lady doesn't take part in Prince William's bisexual leniencies.
No.
Sorry, excuse me. Prince William's vexed sexual
leniencies.
Now, Prince William is into a certain practice known in the educated circles of research as pegging.
Right. I don't know what, still don't know what this is, so.
Okay, so pegging is the practice of, say, a male who's having intercourse with a female. The male becomes the receiver by means of a strap-on. So the female...
Oh, I didn't know that shit had a name.
Yeah, that's pegging.
I literally thought it was closed pegs and like some sort of weird
what,
sexual
nipple clamps
pain shit, yeah.
No, that's...
I was like, huh? That's
the nipple tassels and
walk around
clips
just loads of pegs on their bits.
Nah, that's like entry-level BDSM.
Ooh, scary shit.
Yeah.
But so he likes to be banged, but with an inorganic phallus.
Yes, from a female.
From a female.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not gone... He ain't gone for the real deal yet.
Yeah,
he's warming himself up, I believe. I'm just guessing. That's, like, what else are you doing? Like, yeah, that's weird. But okay, William.
Yeah, go for it, mate. Go for it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So this has come out now. I'd never even... I'm not shocked. I've heard they're getting up to lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that lot. It's alleged that allegedly. And that's as far as I'll go on them.
Yes, because they're a mucky bunch. But
I have to drive through tunnels too often.
Yes.
And
for sure.
I won't like my chances if I finish that one.
I'm elusive, but not too elusive for the MI5. Well, good luck to you, William. Hope your sexual exploration goes well and enjoy yourself, mate. And we'll be heading to some ads now. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Yes, we will.
Here at Vexed Uncensored, we strive to be our best selves, whatever that means for us. So we couldn't be happier to partner up with medical tourism company Pure Ada. They provide a variety of healthcare services, from everything including eye care, gastric band surgery, stem cell therapy, hair transplants, and a wide range of specialist treatments, all taken care of in the best clinics and hospitals Turkey has to offer. They have many insurance options. To find the best fit for you and to find out more, either contact us on social media or head over to pureada.co.
Welcome back to Vex Uncensored with me, Mo Vader.
And me, Saint.
And we are now into the scrupulous, the scandalous, the flamboyant, the infamous, world famous Vexed segment of the show.
Indeed. We're going to air out some grievances on the Vexed portion of the show. So, who wants to go first?
I'll take this one.
Nice.
This week, what's vexing me is the current and recurring trend of ignorance within industries.
Right.
Particularly within the music industry, with Khalees and Fabio Foreign, with the both of them coming out after the fact to complain and say X and say Y and say Z. Now, in both instances, in Khaleesi's case, I don't know. I don't know whether she's ever been sued, if she has a lawyer or not, but I assume she must have. Now, if you have a lawyer, these are things you should address with your lawyer. Because, of course, you, if you've been receiving royalties, then you should know that you have to impose and exercise your right and power to monitor what's going on with your publishing and with your work.
Right.
So you have been far too trusting and ignorant of the fact that it's the industry. This shit happens. It happens every other day.
All the time.
To bigger and smaller artists than you. You may have even been involved in it yourself.
Never know.
Might be living in the cut for someone else and on someone else, and we don't know.
She was saying how some like up and coming white girl artists like even contacted her to sample her music, did it the right way, properly.
Yeah, I see. And going about it the right way, the issue with in Khaleesi's case is that if truly Pharrell and Chad own more of her publishing on particular songs than she does, then she's allowed the same kind of a figurehead use of her and her image that the public believes, yeah, because you sing these songs because it says Khalees XYZ track.
But
it's yours, when in reality it isn't. And I think it would be a bit more of an eye-opening, it would be more transparent if the track name and the artist that it is, next to it at the end, you put who's got publishing rights.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Air it, if you're going to air it out, air it all out. Why not? Totally agree with you. She could have contested so many things over the years, and I think music rights doesn't cost too much to, like, lawyer-wise, music rights and stuff. I think it's kind of normal. So if you feel like going back and, oh, shit, he's taking 60% or some shit, then she could have contested it, I guess.
See, if you exercise your due diligence, you won't have to contest anything.
I do like the fact she's called for out now, because now I know who he is. I've always thought there was some odd shit, just that he weren't who he says he was. She goes in on Chad hard. She was like, he's spineless. I don't know how he keeps his head above water. Like, so I'm guessing the silent partner of the Neptunes is an asshole. And I always kind of wondered with Chad. He's just there, but like, I know he produces a lot of it, but it's kind of like, you don't speak. No, he's been able to just go under the radar.
Laying in the cut. Just laying in the cut.
But yeah, my Vex segment is kind of, it's with the celebrities. It's with kind of the, even what we were talking about earlier with the escort, I believe.
Yeah.
She, you know, it's a mishap or whatever. That's so common. Like, it's not even just something as brutal as AIDS or HIV. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what, like, you just don't know. And they do, all their stories come out, people talk. Even the girl who said she was called up by Drake to say, like, come with the,
yeah,
and be chained up and all of this. And she said no, because it freaked her out and it wasn't worth the money. As soon as he said the whips and chains, I watched the thing and she was like, as soon as he said the whips and chains, it was like, nah. You know what I mean? They're into a lot of debauchery.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with the access, comes with the privacy. You've got a security wall. Everything's managed PR.
Yeah.
So on. You're good. What I don't like is them trying to, in our faces, act like butter wouldn't melt, and that they're like, it's so all accusational and it's just so all lies.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy's house, P. Diddy's parties, P. Diddy's yachts. Like, I've heard things. You know what I mean? Like, disgusting shit. And people, like, this is the thing, when, how, what a small world it is. Like, if you grow up and you're in music, or one person's worked with one person, or been around, or in a studio session, or whatever, or know Americans and shit, like, they all know each other's business.
Yeah.
So you grow up hearing things and being like, that you're not meant to hear kind of things. And it's about people, other people look up to, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
But like normal people, I honestly do think, are more reserved and aren't as debaucherous as these celebrities.
Of course not.
You can't be. Like, as you live your everyday life like that, you couldn't fucking do that.
Mm.
And there's no, like, the attention helps as well, because they get to form a molded version of themselves.
Yeah.
And then behind the scenes, they're next level dark. Do you know what I mean? Chris Brown's a big one of, like, pretending everything's just so sweet, and you know what I mean? when he's got his kids around and just, you don't see the other side. He's not going to be like showing the orgies and
all up in people's faces.
Right. We all know people, and it's not even about sexuality, but we also, people like to like toy around with all that. If you assume people are just like, I don't know, have no restrictions, or maybe again, what people like to say, down low or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that don't really play into it, because again, that's not really anyone's business. But what plays into it is the side of like, when you hear stories, or like if everyone's toying around with it.
Yeah.
Just most likely, I assume everything's, not everything's true, but the wilder it is, the more likely I will believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even with the Prince William thing, the pegging, like, I believe it. Because fact is, like, stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
It just is. Real life is like much stranger than fiction. Much. The reason that we don't realise or know that is because we don't put our shit out there like that. Yeah. Humans, just, it's not reputable. You've got to exist in the world still.
It's true.
So you got to be mindful. But yeah, I just think if you're going to be all open, like Lil Pump, at least he's on OnlyFans doing it, I guess, like publicly, in a sense. Kind of, at least he's...
He's a whore. He's a prostitute.
Right, he's just being him without any... He's not faking it.
Yeah. No, that's inaccurate. He's not a prostitute. He's a whore.
He's a whore.
But he's a porn star too. He's
and I guess a porn star.
An adult entertainer.
That's what they want to call it, you know. But yeah, that's my thing, is the just the play acting, and the like, we all know you're rough, and we all know you all get up to bollocks, and
of course,
you know what I mean. Yes, we respect your privacy, but at the same time, you sold yourself out. So what do you expect?
You gave him the game. You know? Never give him the game.
Exactly. So yes, that's us for this week. Tune in, we dropped a lot of episodes for July, so go and tune in, people, and follow SetFX Uncensored. We'll be back.
And never forget to be your true self. Always be a vexed sexual. Hashtag vexed sexual.
I don't know why, but it's just, there's nothing about it that's kind of got a negative connotation, but it's just like, oh my God, what? Oh God, let's see how long we last. But yeah, guys, we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.